Morning, everyone. We'll commence our service of worship by singing together the Psalm 100. You'll find it on the page 91 of your hymn book, the Psalm 100. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. The Psalm 100 and the page 91, standing as we sing. Stand as we sing. Just unite our hearts together in prayer, please. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we thank thee for the goodness and the mercy of our God that finds us here in this thy house to praise thee and to worship thee in this first Sabbath day of 2024. And realize, O God, it is of thy goodness and thy mercy and thy kindness, Lord, that we're gathered in this fashion today. Father, we come in no merit of our own. All our own righteousness are as filthy rags in the sight of thee, the holy God of heaven. But we come to thee today in and through the name of thy beloved and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And Father, we thank thee for Christ, the perfect Son of God, the one who was without blemish, the one who was without spot, the one who is altogether lovely. The one who died, the just for us, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And, O God, we thank thee that it is through Christ and Christ alone that we approach unto thee today. We thank thee for his perfect life. We thank thee for his atoning death for sinners upon the cross. How the hymn writer could say, Christ have for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We thank that the price has been paid for our redemption, that Christ paid the penalty of our sins in full when he cried out on the cross, it is finished. And Father, we thank that he died, that he rose again, that he is alive forevermore. He's seated at the right hand of the majesty on high as our great high priest interceding for us. And Father, we thank thee today that because of Christ, we can come to thee and call thee Abba, our Father, none daring to make us afraid. We thank thee, Father, for this psalm of which we've been singing. how we can praise Thee. We thank that Thy truth at all times has firmly stood. We realize, O God, that Thou art the one that has created us. Thou hast made us from the very dust of the ground. And Father, we thank Thee that it is in Thee and Thee alone that we live and move and have our being. We thank Thee, Father, for this new year that Thou hast spared us and brought us into. And Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for all Thy tender mercies and all Thy love and kindness and grace toward us. Father, bless our coming together here today in Thy house. We realize that it is the presence of God that makes the feast. We thank Thee for our Sunday school on this morning. Bless every boy and girl and young person who heard Thy word. Do bless these children, bless these young people. Each and every one of them be saved by the grace of God early in life and grow up to serve Thee, to follow Thee, to live for Thee. Bless their homes and their families from which they come from. And Lord, we pray that Thou would unite them all in the Lord. Bless our Sunday school this year in a mighty and in a powerful way. And all who labor in it, we pray, may they know great help from on high, O God, we ask. Again, we think of the Bethel Children's Crusade recommencing this week. Bless our sister Gillian and all who help in the various meetings, O God, we pray. Pray again that Thou would bring the children back in this new term and that Thou would visit each meeting, Lord, with Thy salvation. And again, those children that do attend who are saved, may there be that strengthening of the work of grace within their hearts and within their lives. We commit, Lord, every outreach of this church to Thee. We thank Thee for the meeting last week in Gardacharan and the open air on Friday morning as well. Lord, bless these ministries. Remember the online ministry as well. And the door-to-door work as it would continue throughout the year, we pray. And Lord, we pray that by the going forth of Thy word, both here and indeed further afield, that Thy kingdom, Lord, shall be extended. Bless us today around Thy word. Speak to our hearts, we ask of Thee. Bless us in the singing, Lord, of Thy praises. Help us to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. Give us a fresh glimpse, O God, of Thee, of Thy Son or Savior, of Thy great grace toward us, O God, we pray. We thank Thee for all who have gathered this morning. Bless every child of God in this meeting house. Lead Thy people on with Thyself. Do draw every believer closer, Lord, to Thee. Do strengthen us in our faith and in our walk with God, we ask of Thee. For any, Lord, that are cold at heart, may be walking afar from Thee, may they know Thy restoring favor and touch today. And for any, Lord, with us today, unsaved, old or young, Lord, speak to them. And Lord, save them each one by the grace and power of God. Bless, O God, all our families and our family circles. We thank Thee for them and for the blessing of family. And Lord, we pray that Thou would unite all our families and family circles in the Lord. And remember especially those that cannot join with us today because of age and sickness and infirmity. Those that are led aside in hospital and in residential care, minister to their needs very especially and particularly. And even family and loved ones who would tend those in need, give them great grace and help and strength, we ask of Thee. And for others who have suffered loss in recent times, Lord, comfort their hearts. May they know that nearness of the Lord, that underneath and all around are the everlasting arms of the Savior. Do remember our land for good today, O God. Remember all our sister congregations and wherever Thy word is faithfully proclaimed. Lord, bless it, we pray of Thee, to the extension of Thy kingdom. We pray, Lord, for our ministers' week of prayer this week as well, that Thou will bless it, the ministry of Thy word, the seasons of prayer, that Thou will come down with great power and blessing and grace, we pray. We think of our missionaries today as well, Lord, those that labor at home and those that labor far away from home, bless them and encourage them, keep them safe, give them health and strength, we ask of Thee. Give them great help and blessing this year in Thy service. We pray especially, Lord, for the land of Ukraine today. Protect the witness of Thy people there. We pray for a driving out of the aggressor from that land. We pray, Lord, for the land of Israel today. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the Jewish people, Lord, that Thou wilt protect them. And that, Lord, there will be that turning in their hearts unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. O God, we ask of thee. And Father, we pray for thy persecuted people today across the world. Think especially, Lord, of the land of Nigeria, where there is great persecution there of God's believing people. Lord, protect them and strengthen them and encourage them in the Lord. And Father, we pray that thou will just, Lord, watch over thy people in these difficult circumstances and situations, we ask. Father in heaven, we do pray for our own land and our nation, that, Lord, we might in this new year see a time of reviving, a time of reformation, O God. Remember, O God, our royal family. Have mercy, Lord, upon them. And may the light of thy truth and the gospel shine into that household. May that be a turning away from false religion, a turning unto the Lord and to thy word. And again, for those that would rule in our land and our nation, have mercy, Lord, upon them. And Lord, may there be that turning within their hearts, even unto thy word and to thy truth. And that even those that would profess thy name in government, give them grace and strength to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. O God, we ask of thee. Drive back the forces of darkness and false religion, O God, we ask of thee. And cause the light of thy truth and the light of the gospel to shine into many hearts, even, Lord, today. Abide with us now, we pray. Do our hearts good. Close us in, Lord, with yourself. Cleanse our hearts afresh in the precious blood. Outpour thy Spirit upon us. Bless around the table of the Lord today. Remember the gospel service again tonight. Visit our meetings today with salvation, with reviving power and grace. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for thine eternal glory and praise. Amen. I'm going to turn again, please, in our hymn book to the hymn number 313 for our second hymn of praise today. 313, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Hymn number 313, we'll stand as we sing. And stand as we sing.
My hope is filled on nothing less. Oh.
have your Bible with you today, I would ask you to turn, please, to the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, and the verse 1 for our Bible reading. You'll find the book of 2 Chronicles in the early part of the Old Testament. Before the book of Psalms, we're turning to 2 Chronicles, chapter number 16, beginning our reading at verse 1 of the chapter. Let us hear God's precious word as we read it together this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and the verse number 1. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abel-Mehem and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass when Baasha heard it that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timbers thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, "Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from thenceforth thou shalt have wars." Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. Behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, though they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art. And they made a very great burning for him. Amen. Ending a reading there at the verse 14, we pray that God would add his own blessing to this public reading of his precious and eternal and fallible word to all our hearts. At this stage of our meeting, I want to welcome everyone this Lord's Day, this first Lord's Day of 2024. It's good to see all who have gathered with us, young and old alike. And we bid you a very special welcome. Indeed, if you're visiting with us, it's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship. I trust that you'll know the blessing of the Lord. If you're a believer today, be drawn closer to the Lord. And if you're not saved, even this very first Lord's Day of this new year will be the day of your salvation, the day of your coming to Christ. Welcome those also who may be viewing online. We thank you for joining with us today as well. We pray God will bless you through his word. Immediately after the service this morning is the Lord's table that is open to all who are saved and walking in fellowship with the Lord. The Lord invites you to remember his death in his own appointed way. Trust as many as possible will wait behind for the table of the Lord. Tonight, 6:30, the evening prayer meeting in the prayer room at the front there. Encourage as many as possible to gather for the time of prayer. And then also the gospel service tonight at 7 p.m. We'll be long to bring God's word. Pray for that meeting. Plan to join with us and invite and encourage others in under the sound of the gospel tonight. Also, being the first Sunday of the month, this is properties maintenance and building fund offering. So do remember that also, please. Tuesday night, 8 p.m., is the midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. We'll be long to take that meeting. Just as many as possible will gather for prayer and Bible study. And we encourage you, believer, keep Tuesday night free. It's the first, really, prayer meeting of the new year calendar that we're entering into. And maybe you're not in the habit of coming to the prayer meeting. Well, it's good to start the new year in the place of prayer. And you come along on a Tuesday night and make that effort to come along. And the Lord will bless you and encourage you and lead you on with Himself. All the children's meetings of Bethel Children's Crusade also restart this week at 6:30. Tuesday night, Tresden. Wednesday night, Lisbeth. Thursday night, McGuire's Bridge. Friday night, Bethel. Be much in prayer for Gillian and all the teams who help in those meetings. Friday night, 8 o'clock, the Youth Fellowship. Commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather. Next Lord's Day, the 14th of January, Sunday School and Bible Class, 11 a.m. Morning Worship Service, 12 noon. We belong to bring God's Word. And then 7 p.m. will be a special missionary meeting. God willing, our brother, Mr. Noel Stevenson, will be with us from the Philippines. He's home at present. And we trust as many as possible will gather. We commend that meeting to you. He'll be bringing a report, bringing God's Word. And then there'll also be an offering to help our brother in this work and all the loose offering. And if you're giving through a gift aid or whatever, put it in an envelope. With your number on the envelope, just mark on it, Noel Stevenson offering. And we trust as many as possible of young people will gather. Our brother Noel, God's hand of blessing has been upon him. He's done a sterling work for many years amongst the children in Belfast and now for almost 20 years in the land of Philippines. And God's blessing has been his portion. And we encourage you young people to come along, especially next Sunday evening. I know that each and every one of us would catch something of the fire and the burden that our brother Noel has for the Lord's work. He's had many battles and trials. Recently he's had to battle with cancer himself, but the Lord has helped him and blessed him and brought him through his time of that. And we just commend that meeting to you next Lord's Day evening. The week of prayer for our church will be from Monday the 15th through to Thursday the 18th of January at 8 p.m. Those meetings are just for an hour each night, and we love to see every family of the church represented at them. We encourage you to keep that week free. Do please pray for the minister's week of prayer this week in Armagh, the times of preaching and praying. There'll be a time of blessing. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m., there's a communion service for all ministers, elders, and Christian workers. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. This coming weekend is the annual missionary weekend at our Ballymoney Church. Friday night, 8 p.m., Saturday, 7:30, various missionary speakers from across the world. If you're able to go, you'll be most welcome there. Some other preliminary announcements in connection with our own church here in Bethel. On Friday night, the 9th of February, here in the church at 8 p.m., we're having a special gospel prayer service. Reverend William McCrae will be with us to preach and to sing, and there'll be others, and that'll be a time of special gospel outreach. And then we're having a two-week gospel mission from the Lord's Day, the 25th of February, through to the 10th of March in Lisbeth, Orange Hall. The evangelist, Mr. Colin Maxwell, the Reverend Larry Power, and myself be much in prayer for that as well. Some time ago, you've heard the announcement about baptism, and the baptismal service, the provisional date that has been arranged for that, is Thursday, the 25th of April at 8 p.m., and that is in Oma Free Presbyterian Church Hall. There's been quite an interest in that, and again, anyone else wishing to be baptized and hasn't yet made that known, do speak to us about that, please. Then our annual Lochearn Convention will be from the Lord's Day, the 28th of July, through to the Lord's Day, the 4th of August. Guest preachers, the Reverend Samuel Murray, moderator, Reverend John Armstrong, and Dr. Douglas. Be much in prayer for that. Do try to avoid holidays if you can during that period. And also, Christian Education Day of Prayer is Saturday the 27th of January in our Portadown Church. The sessions are at 10:30 and 2 p.m. in the afternoon. You'll be most welcome there. Our Youth Council Training Day is Saturday the 20th of January in our Lisbourne Church from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. That's open to all young people, are most welcome. And then on Saturday night, the 20th of January at 8 p.m., there's a youth rally in our Clochar Valley Church. That is for those in the 20s and 30s bracket. So if you're in that bracket, you'll be most welcome there as well. That's all by way of necessary announcements. We're turning again in our hymn book to the hymn number 423. 423. We don't take up an offering, but do remember the offering plates at the rear as you leave. I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must feel His presence near me and His arm around me thrown. We'll keep our seats while we sing the early part of this lovely old hymn.
I must have the Savior with me, Lord, I dare not walk alone. I must feel His presence near me, and His arm around me thrown. Let my soul's unfearful will let me hear it well.
Stand for the final verse and chorus.
I must have the Savior with me, and this high the way must find. Till I reach the veil of glory, till I cross the holy high, and let my soul shall be aware.
Turn, please, to that passage of Scripture we read earlier, to 2 Chronicles chapter 16. And with God's Word open before us, let us bow, please, just in a brief word of prayer. Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence already in this meeting. Lord, even as we've been singing, how we long to know more of Thy presence even amongst us here today. Not only today, but throughout this new year. May that be our portion and our abiding portion as the people of God day by day. Lord, speak to us now from Thy Word. We rejoice that the Word of God is truth, that it is forever settled in heaven. Hide man far behind the cross and the preaching of thy word. Exalt and magnify the Savior. Let nothing be said that is not of thee. May every word be as thus and thus saith the Lord, to the sanctifying of the saints of God, to the salvation of sinners, and to the blessing and the glorifying of thy great name. Undertake now, I pray, fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost. We pray for that double portion of the Spirit of God to preach thy word with power. Pour out thy Spirit upon this congregation. Open up every heart like Lydia's of old to attend today to what God the Lord would say. In the Savior's name we ask all these things. Amen. Our motto text for this new year of 2024 are the opening words of verse number 9 of 2 Chronicles chapter number 16. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Now the words of verse number 9, where our motto text here is found, were spoken by Hanani the prophet to Asa, a king of Judah. Now, in the life of Asa, king of Judah, there were spiritual highs, but there were also spiritual lows. And here in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, the chapter records a spiritual low in the life of Asa, king of Judah. It's very interesting to note that this spiritual low was in the latter part of his life, shortly before his death. And in this, there is a warning to all God's people to guard their testimony. Yes, it is vitally important for the young believer to guard their testimony, but it is also vitally important as well for the older believer in Christ to guard their testimony in the Lord as well. Yes, it's important that a Christian begins well for God, but it is equally important that the Christian ends their life on this earth well for God as well. Think of the great Apostle Paul as he came to the end of his earthly life. He could say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And here in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, it tells of how Baasha, king of Israel, how he opposes the southern kingdom of Judah at this time. Look at verse 1 of the chapter. It says, in the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. At this time, the land of Israel was divided into two parts, two kingdoms. There was the northern kingdom of Israel, which was bigger geographically, and there Baasha was the king. And then there was the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah, where Asa was king. Now, instead of relying upon the Lord for help and for victory over this opposition of Baasha at this particular time, this was something that Asa had done in the past. He had relied upon the Lord when a great army from Ethiopia came to attack him. But instead of relying upon the Lord on this occasion, sadly, Asa at this time, he turns to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, for help. And Syria were an age-old enemy of God and the people of God. And the chapter tells us how Asa, he makes a league with the king of Syria. And he buys his favor with the treasures of the house of God. And my true serious support, yes, the opposition of Baasha at this time is foiled. But this whole incident is something that greatly displeases the Lord. Why? Because Asa did not rely upon the Lord. He did not confide upon the Lord his God. And Hananiah the prophet is sent by God with a message to reprove Asa for his folly at this time. And part of this message we find in verse 9 of the chapter, where it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from thenceforth thou shalt have
wars. And here Asa, here we see how Hananiah, he speaks to Asa and he tells him of how God has seen all that he has done. He says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. God knows all that is happening and all that has happened at this time with regarding King Asa. And the prophet then goes on and he tells him about the outcome of his sin and not relying upon the Lord. It would lead to war and unrest in Asa's realm throughout the remainder of his days. Look at the latter part of verse 9. He says, herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from thenceforth thou shalt have wars. And as well as wars and unrest in his realm, we see also how through the chastening hand of God that Asa was to be diseased in his feet. Look at verse 12 of the chapter. It says, and Asa in the 30th and 9th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Despite the Lord's chastening, even in his final days, we see how King Asa still did not yield to the Lord. He did not turn to the Lord. He did not seek the Lord. He did not confide in the Lord. And dear people, here in our meeting this morning, here we see how disobedience and a turning away from the Lord in the life of God's people, it always comes at a high cost. It always comes at a great price. Now, in the opening part of verse 9, where we find our motto text for 2024, we find words that are also of great encouragement to the Christian, to the child of God, as we take them as they stand. It says there, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward them. And these words really highlight the Lord's regard for all of his people. As we would consider then the Lord's regard for his people from these words, there are three things I want you to notice today from this motto text in this first Lord's Day of 2024. First of all, you will see here in our text a momentous declaration. It says there, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. And my, here we are reminded of the great doctrine of divine omniscience. In other words, the Lord is one who sees all things. The Lord is one who knows all things. Nothing is hidden from the Lord. And we see here that this knowledge of the Lord is immediate. It is never outdated. It is never too late. For it speaks of the Lord there in our text, and it says, and the eyes of the Lord run. It is always right up to date. And we see also here that this knowledge of the Lord is all-embracing, for it speaks of the Lord's eyes. Notice it running, it says, throughout the whole earth. O child of God, such a declaration, yes, is a great encouragement to you and I as believers today as we enter into this new year of 2024. Dear Christian, in the meeting today, no matter where you go this year, no matter what comes your way in this new year, the Lord sees and the Lord knows. And the Lord knows all about it. The Bible says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Child of God, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year, if God spares you, the eye of the Lord God of heaven, who is all-seeing and all-knowing, is upon you. It says here, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Turning your Bible over to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. And look with me, please, at the opening verses of this psalm. Psalm 139, verses 1, 2, and 3. Here they have the psalmist David before the Lord, speaking of this very fact, indeed confiding in it, that the Lord knew all about him at this time. He says in verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. What confidence David had here as he addressed the Lord in prayer in the psalm. Child of God, today the Lord knows all about your life this year. He knows everything about it. Even the smallest detail of our life, the Lord knows. Nothing is hidden from the Lord. It has been said, as the Christian is never out of the reach of God's hand, so he is never out of the view of God's eyes. Believer in Christ, you're never out of sight as far as the Lord is concerned. Yes, Christian, this morning, let this thought, yes, be a great comfort, a great encouragement to you this year. In times of trial, in times of difficulty, the Bible says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Also, believer, may this thought of the Lord's all-seeing eye be being upon you. May it be a guard, may it be a restraint to you as a Christian when you're tempted to sin by the evil one. This was the case with young Joseph of old when he was tempted to sin in that which was evil. He said these words. He says, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against the Lord? He said no to sin. He said no to temptation because he knew God's eye, God's all-seeing eye was upon him. Child of God, see this great declaration today in our text. That God's eye is upon us. As the hymn writer says, God's eye is upon the sparrow. And if God's eye is upon the little sparrow, how much more then is the eye of the Lord upon his people? Yes, we see here a momentous declaration. But not only do we see a momentous declaration, also in our text today, notice a cheering consolation. For speaking of the Lord, notice what it says again in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. It says of the Lord, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. And this consolation here, it really means the Lord promising strength and the Lord promising succor to his people. And dear believer, this is your portion in Christ today. Whatever comes your way in life throughout 2024. Christian, you can depend upon the Lord's strength. You can depend upon the Lord's succor. The Bible says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The Bible says of the Lord's people, he is able to succor. That means he is able to help. Come alongside. He is able to succor them that are tempted or are tried. Yes, Christian, in times of danger this year, yes, the Lord is able to deliver you. He is able to protect you in those times of danger. You think of the testimony of David in Psalm 18, verse 17. He could say of the Lord, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they are too strong for me. He speaks of deliverance there from the enemy. And child of God, in 2024, you can confide upon the Lord in times of danger to deliver you and to protect you. Also, believer in Christ, in times of affliction this year, in times of distress this year, in times of sickness this year, you can depend upon the Lord to sustain you with his all-sufficient grace. Turn over to the New Testament book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And turn with me, please, down to the verse number 10 of that chapter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse number 10. Look at what we read. And speaks of the all-sufficient grace of God for God's child in the time of distress, affliction, sickness. Verse 10 of 1 Peter 5, it says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And it speaks of the sustaining grace of God. We know not what this new year will bring. None of us know what tomorrow will bring, never mind the rest of the year. But we know this, whatever distress or sickness or our affliction comes our way, the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Also, child of God, in times of temptation this year, you can depend upon the Lord to enable you to say no and also to make a way of escape. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, that says there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God is one who can always make a way of escape for his child in the times of temptation, when the tempter's power is round about the believer. And then, Christian, also we can say, in times of Christian service this year, you can depend upon the Lord to equip you. You can depend upon the Lord to enable you and to help you. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And maybe the Lord has given you a work to do. Maybe there's been that call in your heart to do something for the Lord this year, and you're fearful. How can I do it? Now, I feel weak in and of my own strength. Where do I get the wisdom from? Child of God, the Lord who calls, he equips, he enables, he provides. Turn in your Bible over there to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. And look, please, with me at the testimony of the Apostle Paul as he looks back at his own life as a Christian and his service for the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and the verse number 12. Look at what he says. He says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. He says, who hath enabled me. In other words, helped me. For that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. The Lord enabled Paul to serve the Lord. And Christian, the Lord is just the same to you also today in your service for God. Whatever it is, teaching in Sunday school, helping in children's work, witnessing, giving out a gospel tract, some other aspect of God's work, you feel weak in and of ourselves, and we are weak in and of ourselves. But the Lord is the one who can enable you. He can equip you. He can strengthen you and he can help you to do what he has asked you and called you to do. The hymn writer says, ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. What a consolation here do we find in this great text today, speaking of the Lord. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. In other words, to show himself mighty. Notice one final thought from our text today, and it is this. We see also here a searching application. For notice those words there in verse number 9 of 2 Chronicles chapter 16, where it speaks of those, it says, whose heart is perfect toward him. And what does those words mean? Well, we want to say what they do not mean. First of all, these words do not mean absolute perfection. These words do not mean absolute sinlessness, because the place where God's people are absolutely perfect and the place where God's people are absolutely sinless is not here on earth. It's in heaven. It is in glory. And that great prize that lies before the people of God. But these words here at the end of our text, when it speaks of the believer and says, whose heart is perfect toward them, it speaks of the believer who relies upon the Lord. It speaks of the believer who trusts in the Lord in their time of need. It speaks of the believer who confides upon the Lord in their time of need. It speaks of the believer who is wholehearted in their dependence upon the Lord in their time of need. And this was really the problem here with King Asa. He did not rely upon the Lord in his time of need. He did not confide or depend upon the Lord in the time of crisis. And we see how he is reproved for that by the prophet Hanani.
in verse 7. Notice what the prophet says to him in the middle of verse 7. He says, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God. He should have relied upon the Lord. He had relied on the Lord in the past. He had proved the Lord in the past and a great victory over the Ethiopians. And this attack of the king of Israel at this time was far smaller than the attack of the Ethiopians in the past. But sadly, Asa got his eyes off the Lord. He got his eyes upon himself and upon man, and he did not rely upon the Lord. He did not confide upon the Lord. And brethren and sisters in Christ, there's a solemn lesson there to every one of us today who are saved in this meeting. And especially as we think of this new year that lies before us. Dear Christian, in every circumstance and situation this year, you and I were not to rely upon self. We are not to rely upon man. Rather, we're to rely upon the Lord. That's what this part of our text means when it speaks of those whose heart is perfect toward Him, perfect toward the Lord, relying upon the Lord. We are to depend upon the Lord. We're to confide in the Lord in every circumstance and every need. And in doing so, dear Christian, you'll find the Lord your strength. That's the great promise bound up in this text. You'll find the Lord your rock. You'll find the Lord your refuge. You'll find the Lord to be your all in all. Now, this was the testimony of Caleb and Joshua. What does the Bible say of Joshua and Caleb? Right to the very end of their days, it says this: they have wholly followed the Lord. What an example, what a testimony. Leaning, relying, confiding upon the Lord. Turn back to Joshua chapter 23. Joshua chapter 23, and here's Joshua speaking to Israel. Joshua is now an old man, very soon to leave this world, but he had proven the Lord. He had relied wholly upon the Lord. That was the testimony of Caleb also. And look at what he says about the Lord, how he had proven the Lord and the Lord's good word to him. And verse 14 of Joshua chapter 23, speaking to the children of Israel, he says, behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing have failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you. Not one thing have failed thereof. He proved the faithfulness of God. He says to the children of Israel, not one thing have failed. Not one thing have failed thereof. Why? Because Joshua relied upon the Lord. You remember way back whenever they were searching out the promised land and the spies were sent out. Joshua and Caleb were sent out along with the other spies, and the other spies come back full of fear and unbelief. We can't take the ground. There's giants there in the land. They said, we're able to take the land depending upon the Lord. And they kept their eyes upon the Lord throughout all those years. They relied upon the Lord. They confided upon the Lord. The Lord blessed them. The Lord used them. And they could say to the Lord, not one thing have failed thereof. Child of God, as you and I launch out into 2024, let us not look to man. Let us not look to self in our Christian life, in our walk with God, in our service for God, whatever it is. But let us keep our eyes upon the Lord. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. David Livingstone, as you know, was that famous missionary to the land of Africa. He confided upon the Lord. And on the day of his birthday in March the 19th, he entered these words in his diary. As he entered into a new year of his own life, he said these words. He says, this day of his birthday, he entered these words in his diary, speaking of the Lord. He says, my King, my life, my all, I again dedicate my whole self to thee. He was a man who put his life afresh on the altar for God. Child of God, as you and I launch out into 2024, may this be our testimony also.
May we dedicate our life afresh to the Lord. May we surrender our wills afresh to the Lord. And day by day, moment by moment, throughout this new year, as the Lord spares us and equips us and enables us, let us rely upon the Lord. Let us depend upon the Lord. Let us confide in Him. And dear unsaved friend at our meeting today, let me say this. If you are to know the fullness of the Lord's blessing this year, if you're to know your sins forgiven, be sure of heaven, then you need to be saved. That means you repenting of your sins before God, confessing your sins to God, coming in simple, childlike faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing your sins to Him. Thank Him for dying for your sins upon the cross. Ask Him to wash away your sins by His precious blood. And the Lord's great promise is that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The psalmist says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, if you're not saved today, trust Christ. Begin this new year with Christ. This could be your very last year upon this earth. We don't know. Believer, as you step out into this new year, live for the Lord, depend upon the Lord, rest upon the Lord, and prove the Lord to be your strength, your succor, your stay in every time of need. We'll close our meeting with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us today around Thy word, and for this great promise that the eyes of the Lord run through, to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show Himself strong in the heart of those who are perfect toward Him. We thank Thee for this consolation as we step out into this new year, that Thine eye is upon us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year in Thy will, nothing hidden from Thee. And Lord, help us to rely upon Thee day by day in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces, in Thy work and in our Christian life and witness for Thee. Wean us away from self. Wean us away from the world. Help us to rest upon the Lord, to depend upon Thee. For Thou art altogether sufficient for our every need. For any, Lord, in this meeting today, not saved on that broad road to a lost eternity, impress upon their mind that this could well be their last year. Oh, may they make preparation for eternity, coming in faith and repentance unto the Lord for salvation. Bless us now, we pray, as we shortly gather around the table of the Lord. For any who cannot stay, we pray that Thou would bless them in their homeward journey. Keep Your hand upon us for good throughout this year, throughout this day, and bring us back again in Thy will this evening hour, we pray. We ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen and amen. We're going to turn, please, in our hymn book to our closing hymn. It's hymn number 565. 565. After the singing of the first verse of this hymn, I'll be going to the door. And if you cannot stay for the Lord's table, then feel free to leave after the singing of the first verse. We'll be there to greet you. But we would encourage as many as possible of the Lord's people to wait behind and to remember the Lord's death in His own appointed way. 565. We'll stand as we sing. Thank you.